站在破口中的最后一讲。
And the session we will be speaking about standing in the breaches is our last session.
我们要谈谈在家庭当中兄弟姐妹之间的破口。
And we will talk about within a family the breaches that exist between brothers and sisters.
我们在原生的家庭里面都有自己的弟兄姐妹。
So in our original family, we have our brothers and sisters that we were born with.
这种关系是我帮你转一下到我的电脑里面。这种关系也会影响我们很深远。
And this kind of relationship will make a deep impact on us.
那我们有时候兄弟之间的关系，有一些是很好的，有一些是不亲密的。
And sometimes the relationship we have with our siblings is a close one, sometimes it's not so close.
那这种关系也会影响我们跟别人的这种关系。
And this also will affect our relationship with others.
我们知道我们有两种弟兄姐妹。
We know that we have two kinds of brothers and sisters.
一种就是原生家庭的弟兄姐妹。
And one is the siblings that we weren't born with in our original family.
另外一种呢就是教会的弟兄姐妹。
And second kind is our brothers in Christ.
那这种人与人之间的破口也可能会影响我们跟神的关系。
And so this kind of breaches that exist between the siblings can affect our relationship with God.
那我们来讲讲这一方面的问题。
So let's talk about problems related to this.
好，那么来看一节圣经，哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6。
哥林多前书的第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6。
第七节到第八节。
Verse 7 and 8。
哥林多前书六章七到八节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8。
我们一起读。
Let's read together。
一二三。你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？第八节，你们倒是欺压人，亏负人，况且所欺压、所亏负的，就是弟兄。这里告诉我们，在哥林多教会里面有一个很大的破口啊。
And here tell us that in the church of Corinth, there was a great breach.
哥林多教会是一个非常有恩赐的教会。
The church of Corinth was a church that's filled with gifts.
他们各样恩赐都不缺乏。
And they're lacking in nothing.
然后教会经济也很好。
And church has great finances.
但是教会却有很多内部的问题。
But there's a lot of internal problems that exist in the church.
当然带领者之间本身就已经出了很多的问题，不和睦。
And of course, there's disharmony, there's problem just within the leaders.
分党分派。
And they have their sections and their divisions.
这个就是教会的破口。
That is a breach for the church.
那这样子的一种文化，这种气氛，会直接影响信徒。
And this kind of culture and atmosphere can directly affect the believers.
带领者不同心，信徒肯定是不会同心的。
If there's a discordance within the leaders, of course, there will be disharmony in the believers.
教会的弟兄姐妹之间有破口。
So within the brothers and sisters is also a breach.
那这里说啊，有些人会欺负别人。
Here tell us that some people take advantage of others.
有一些人会欺压别人。
Some will oppress others.
那有一些比较弱势的话呢，他们就很痛苦啊，但是又没人替他们发声。
So the minority and those who are weaker are being tortured and nobody can speak up for them.
那这种人与人之间的冲突会有可能发生在我们的家庭里面。
This kind of interpersonal conflicts can exist in our families.
也可能发生在教会里面。
Can also happen in church.
当带领者或者是家长看到这种破口的时候，要马上处理，马上去堵住它。
When a leader or a parent in the family sees this kind of breaches, we have to, at the earliest time, be able to stop it.
不然的话，就会造成更大的纷争分裂。
Otherwise, they will turn into a greater conflict, a division in church.
好，那我们来想想，人与人之间的冲突的原因大概会从什么导致的呢？
And let's think about it. What would cause interpersonal conflicts?
其中一个最容易造成冲突的原因，就是因为利益的冲突。
And the most common reason is for the sake of their benefit or profits.
有利益的地方就会有冲突。
If there is has to do with personal interest, there will be conflict.
因为资源有限。
Because resources are limited.
大家都想得到。
Everybody wants to have the resources.
大家都为了自己。
Everybody wants to fight for themselves.
想要得到最大的利益。
Everybody wants to get the most interest.
所以当利益一在前面的时候，无论是朋友或者是兄弟，很亲的人，都很可能产生冲突。
When you have profit or interest laid up in front of you, no matter if you're family or friends, you could have conflicts.
所以没有利益关系是最好的。
So if you don't have any conflict interest, that would be the best.
朋友之间最好不要讲利益，不然的话， 一讲利益的话，到最后翻脸了，朋友都没得做。
And so when my friends don't talk about interest or talk about profits, because when things don't go your way, you can't even be friends anymore.
朋友合作做生意，赚钱的时候又分不均匀，亏钱的时候大家都想退，那肯定都会吵架。
When you go into a business, when the business is making money, you think it's not fair. When the business is not making money, you think you're being taken advantage of, so you will end up going apart.
教会的弟兄姐妹最好也不要讲利益关系。
And for the brothers and sisters in church, it's better that we don't talk about personal profits.
不要合作投资啦，什么合作做生意啊，这个不要在教会搞这种事。
And let's not in church talk about investing together.
搞到最后啊，都是翻脸了。
Because at the end, you will not be friends anymore.
破坏弟兄姐妹的感情。
And that would harm the love among brothers and sisters.
那有时候在家庭当中呢，这个就很难避免。
But within the family, sometimes this is hard to avoid.
因为家庭里面有时候就会碰到一些利益的问题。
Because within the family, sometimes we may come, personal interest may come to play.
我们看创世纪的十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5.
创世纪十三章的第五到七，五到六节。
Chapter 13, verse 5 and 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。第六节，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。这里告诉我们，亚伯拉罕跟罗德从埃及上来。
Here we talk about Lot and Abram. They came up from Egypt.
他们本来不应该下去的。
They were not supposed to go down to Egypt.
但是因为亚伯拉罕信心的软弱，就下去了。
But they went because Abraham's faith was weak at the time.
但是虽然不是神的旨意，有时候也会发财。
Even though it was not the will of God, but he became wealthy.
我们不要觉得每一次发财都一定是神的旨意。
So let us not think that every time we gain wealth this is the will of God.
这一次亚伯拉罕的发财是法老王送给他的。
And this time, Abram became wealthy because it was a gift from Pharaoh.
法老也可以让你发财啊。
Even Pharaoh can make you rich.
魔鬼也可以让你炒股票赚很多钱啊。
Even Satan can allow you to make a lot of money in stocks.
魔鬼也可以让你去拉斯维加斯赌博也赚很多，也就赢很多钱啊。
Satan can allow you to go to Las Vegas and make a lot of money.
所以不要以为每一次得到祝福都是神来的。
So do not think every time you get rich is because it came from God.
好了，这一次大家的财产增加了。
And now they have a lot of possessions.
这里告诉我们是发生什么事呢？
And here tells us what happened to them.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这里说啊，当时亚伯兰的牧人跟罗德的牧人在相争啊。
And here talk about at the time there's strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock.
以前只有亚伯兰有羊，亚伯兰有羊有牛。
In the past, only Abram has livestock.
罗德什么都没有。
And Lot had nothing.
因为罗德爸爸死得早。
Because Lot's father had passed away early on.
没人照顾他。
Nobody took care of him.
所以亚伯兰就想说，好了，这个侄儿就把他当自己儿子，这样子带他了。
So Abram took Lot in as if he was his own son.
所以基本上罗德一开始是没有什么东西的。
So in the beginning, Lot did not have much possessions.
但是跟亚伯兰跟久了，亚伯兰照顾他很多。
But after he followed Abram for a while, Abram took good care of him.
去了一趟埃及回来，也大家都发了财了。
And they came back from Egypt, and both of them were rich.
所以就为了一些草的问题，吃草啊，喝水的、这些牧羊人的草地的问题来吵架了。
And there was strife between them because of the land.
就不能同居了。
And so they couldn't live together anymore.
因为草地就是一点点，羊又那么多，一定吵架了嘛。
Because the field is so limited, but they have so much livestock, so of course there was strife between them.
这个就是 scarcity of resources. 资源缺乏之下，一定会引起冲突。
And this is because there's scarcity in the resources, and that's why there's strife between them.
好了，冲突来了，就是要考验你解决冲突的能力。
And now the strife is here, so it challenges you to be able to solve your strife.
在一个家庭里面，一定有冲突可能会发生。
In a family, of course, there will be time when we have conflicts.
在教会里面也有可能会发生。
And that can also happen in church.
那很有可能是因为某种利益的关系。
And it may be because of certain interests.
尤其是看得见的利益。
Some are interests that are visible.
可以用钱来量的。
And you can measure with money.
尤其 看不见的不是直接用钱来量的。
And some are invisible, you cannot measure with money.
但是也是有一些好处的存在。
But they have some interest in there.
就这个草地都不是他们的，但是他们就可以用。
And for example, this field, this grass is not theirs, but they could use it.
冲突的出现就是要考神要考验你处理冲突的能力。
And whenever there's conflict, God is challenging you to be able to solve your conflicts.
尤其是当大家都发了财了，生活改善了，反而冲突可能会增加。
And especially when they're both rich, that's when conflicts can arise.
没钱没得吵。
If you don't have money, there's nothing to fight about.
有钱分不均匀，有的吵。
And when you all both make money, you cannot share the money evenly, so then there's conflict.
刚开始吵架的时候。
In the beginning, when they were fighting.
一开始是下面的人在吵。
At first, it was the herdsmen that were fighting.
牧羊人在吵架。
And it was the herdsmen.
但是传到来上面老板那边，亚伯兰跟罗德。
The news came to Abram and Lot.
他们两个就有这种吵架的冲突的环境了。
And now they're in this environment where they both are in conflict.
好了，那怎么处理？
So how do they solve this?
这个时候罗德都不讲话。
And at this time, Lot didn't speak a word.
罗一句话都没有讲。
Lot did not speak anything.
其实应该是罗德跳出来直接跟亚伯兰讲。
And it should have been Lot that stepped up and started talking to Abram.
你是我长辈。
Because you're my elder.
你就好像我爸爸一样。
You're like a father to me.
我爸爸早死了，你就是我爸爸。
And my father passed away early, so you should be like a father to me.
我应该孝顺你。
I should pay respect and filial piety to you.
爸爸，你说了，你说怎么安排就怎么安排。
And he should have said, I will do whatever you want me to do.
我的牧羊人教他们，我不可以跟你的牧羊人吵架。
And I would tell my herdsmen to not fight with your herdsmen.
应该是后辈有这种尊重长辈的精神，孝顺的精神去处理冲突的问题。
And Lot should have solved the conflict while he's respecting Abram.
但是罗德啊，选择一句话都不讲。
But Lot chose to speak nothing.
因为他比较会算。
Because he is better at calculating things.
先讲就先输。
Because if he speaks too early, he might lose his conflict.
我要先讲，我肯定要让步啊！我又不想让步，我当然肯定不要讲话。
If I want to speak up early, I have to negotiate and maybe lose some benefits, so I don't want to speak early.
但是亚伯兰看在眼内。
But Abram saw everything.
他直接跳出来处理这个冲突。
So he stepped up and began to solve the conflict.
补住这个破口。
He began to repair this breach.
怎么样补？
How did he repair it?
处理冲突的方法怎么处理？
And how did he solve this conflict?
就是让步。
And that is he took a step back.
就是牺牲自己的利益。
That is he sacrificed his own benefit.
我们看十三章的第八节。
Let's turn to 13 verse 8.
十三章的第八节。
Verse 8.
我们一起读。亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可以相争，因为我们是骨肉。这就是属灵人处理冲突的方法。
And this is a way where a spiritual person might solve a conflict.
如果你不是个属灵人，你是属血气的。
If you're not spiritual and you are carnal,
在利益冲突面前，你会争取最大的好处。
And when interests and benefits are laid out in front of you, you will fight for the biggest interest.
你会讲理由。
You will find excuses.
想想看，如果你是亚伯兰，你的台词会是什么？
Think about it. If you're Abram, what would you say instead?
来，侄儿过来。
You might say, "Come here, my nephew."
你今天发达了啊。
And that today you seems like you're prosperous.
不要忘记啊，你老爸死的时候。
And so don't forget that when your dad died.
不要忘记你的羊里面有多少是我给你的种啊，种羊、种牛啊。
And think about who is the one that gave you the first set of livestock.
发达了，不要忘记老人。
And so now you're wealthy, but don't forget me.
你的牧人跟我吵架，他们老几啊？
Your herdsmen fight with mine, so who do you think you are?
回去好好管他们一下。
You should go back and talk to them.
一定是用这种态度，软硬兼施啊。
Of course, he would use this way because that is the most effective.
但是亚伯兰是个属灵人。
But yet, Abram was a spiritual man.
属灵人就不会跟别人计较物质的利益。
A spiritual man would not fight for physical benefit with others.
属灵人对冲突也没有兴趣。
And a spiritual man has no interest, no part with the conflict.
他知道我们之间是兄弟，原文是兄弟啊。
He knows that between them they were brethren.
他把自己降得很低了，是他是长辈，但是他说好了，兄弟就好了。
He was an elder, but he lowered himself to the level of just brethren.
他很谦卑啊。
He was very humble.
他不是以大佬的角色、长老啊、长辈的角色来压年轻人。
And he did not oppress a young man because of his age.
我们是兄弟。
He called them brethren.
我们来到这里 不同的地方，不在别人的地方，怎么可以起冲突呢？
And that we're here, we're in a different place, not home, so how can we have conflicts?
因为他知道，如果我们有破口，我们有冲突的话，怎么荣耀神啊？
Because he knew that if we have breaches, if we have conflicts, how can we glorify God?
啊，外邦人看到我们在打架，在吵架。
When Gentiles see that we are fighting with one another,
怎么荣耀神？
How could we glorify God?
敌人可能趁着我们吵架打架的时候来消灭我们啊。
And our enemies very well may come and destroy us while we're fighting.
基本上亚伯兰心中的没有钱这个字，也闻不到钱的味道。
And in Abraham's heart, there's no such thing as money. Money weighs nothing in his heart.
亚伯兰心中只有爱这个字。
And all there is in Abraham's heart is love.
所以接下来他就处理冲突了。
And so then to follow, he began to solve this conflict.
怎么处理呢？我们都很知道了。
We knew very well how he solved it.
就是第九节。
Verse 9.
让你选啊，推让啊。
And that he let him choose.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
十三章第九节。遍地都不在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。
Or if you go to the right, I go to the left.
这就是处理冲突的方法。
And that is the way he solved the conflict.
让你拿最好的了。
And he allows you to pick the best first.
你这个位置你想要就给你了。
If you want this area, I give it to you.
这些好处你想要，我不跟你争了。
If you want all these benefits, go take it.
因为我们是兄弟姐妹。
It is because we're brethren.
为了神，我不可以跟你争。
For the sake of God, I will not fight with you.
为了神，我愿意吃亏。
And for the sake of God, I am willing to be at a disadvantage.
所以这个就是我们刚刚哥林多前书保罗告诉哥林多人的话语。
And this is exactly what Paul told the church of Corinth.
我不是为你们当审判官啊，谁对谁错啊，在判啊。
I am not a judge for you to see who's right, who's wrong.
我就问你们为什么不能吃亏？
And then my question to you is, why can you be at a disadvantage?
哇，听起来好像保罗很不讲理哦。哇，叫人家吃亏啊。
It may seem like Paul is being unreasonable.
但是有时候就是你分不清楚的时候，你就是要有人愿意吃亏啊。
But sometimes when you can't totally discern right from wrong, somebody needs to be at a disadvantage.
大家其实啊，在神眼中啊，吃亏不是真的吃亏。
But in the eyes of God, being cheated is not actually being cheated.
如果你为了神吃亏
，If you're being cheated because of God.
为了神，不争，不吵，不闹，不冲突。
If you choose to not have any conflicts, any quarrels because of God,
神会让你占便宜，神会让你得好处。
God will give you all the advantage you need.
所以当亚伯兰让挪得之后
，When Abraham stepped back,
神就马上跟他显现了。
God immediately appeared to Abraham.
我们看十三章的十四节。
Let's turn to 13 verse 14.
创世纪十三章的十四节。
Genesis 13 verse 14.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
大声读，一二三。罗得离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华向亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”十五节。
15.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。阿门。这就是神的大祝福。
And this is God's great blessing.
神的祝福是会给愿意吃亏的人。
God's blessing is given to those who are willing to be cheated.
愿意让的人。
And those who are willing to step back.
你为神让，神就祝福你。
You step back because of God, then therefore God will bless you.
罗德看到的只是约旦河东泉平原。
And all Lot saw was the plain east of Jordan River.
神给亚伯兰的是你看得见的东西南北，看得见的我都给你。
But what God gave to Abraham is everything that he could see with his eyes in all directions.
罗德拿到的是暂时的约旦河东全平原。
And what Lot gained was temporarily the area to the east of Jordan.
神要赐给亚伯兰的是他的后代，直到永远。
But what God gave Abraham is a land to him and his descendants forever.
一个暂时，一个永远。
One is temporary, one is forever.
你看啊，吃亏就是占便宜啊。
And from here you can see that being cheated is actually given an advantage.
因为你是为神，不跟人家斗争，不跟人家冲突。
Because you're not conflicting with other people for the sake of God.
所以在利益面前，我们属灵人，我们要退让。
So in front of sake of interest, as a spiritual man, we have to take a step back.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the sons of God.
曾经有一个真实的故事。
And there is a true story.
有两兄弟。
There are two brothers.
他们父母老了，要分田产了。
And when their parents are getting older, they're separating the inheritance.
他们有两块土地。
And they have two pieces of land.
一块就是平地非常的肥沃的。
And one is a very fertile flat land.
另外一块呢，是在比较靠山那边，有点斜斜的。
And the other piece of land is closer to the mountain, is at a hill.
啊，还有呢，那个在山那一块呢，就比较贫瘠一点，比较不能种太多的东西。
And the one by the hill is less fertile. It's harder to grow crops.
好了，哥哥就跟弟弟说了。
And so the older brother said to the younger brother,
我是大哥，我是长子。
I am older and I'm an older brother.
比较好的那一块肯定是我的。
And so the better land should be mine.
啊，弟弟就说，好了，没所谓的，你要就给你。
And so the younger brother said, it's fine if you want to take it.
哎，剩下的就是我捡了。
Then I'll take the rest.
好，这样就过了一段日子。
Then a period passed.
啊，哥哥在种田，哇，赚很多钱。
The older brother farmed the land and made a lot of money.
弟弟那块地，哎呀，种东西，种这个也种不好，那个也种不好。
But the younger brother couldn't grow anything in his land.
生活就比较苦哎。
And so his life is a little harder.
但是有一天政府的公告来了。
But one day news came from the government.
哇，政府要盖一条新的高速公路，要从山里面经过，要征用他那一块农地。
And the government wants to build a new freeway to go around the mountain and wanted to purchase its land.
啊，要弟弟的那块地啊。
And want to buy the land from the younger brother.
政府要以比市价高很多的价钱去征用它。
And the government wants to purchase the land at a price that is higher than the market price.
价值突然间升高很多啊。
And all of a sudden, the price of this land increased.
哇，那个弟弟突然间就一夜之间，政府这样子征用，他就变富有了。
And overnight, he turned rich because he sold the land.
没有想过会有这种的情况。
He never thought this would happen.
如果他哥哥一早知道，肯定就占去那一块啊。
If the older brother knew from the beginning, he would have picked that land.
但是人不知道，神知道。
But even though man don't know, God knows.
所以有时候为了兄弟感情。
So sometimes for the sake of harmony between the brethren.
尤其是一家人。
Especially when we're one family.
我们不要计较。
So let us not be nitpicking.
信徒啊，绝对不可以因为钱吵架。
And for believers, we should never fight over money.
我们知道外邦人呢，很多都是为了钱呢，兄弟之间都斗上法庭。
And we know that for the Gentiles, many people because of the money, they even go to court.
有一些父母都还没有死，都在争产呢。
And for some people, before their parents even die, they're already fighting for inheritance.
有一些父母死了。棺材都还没有埋在土地里面，就开始在计算。
And for some, the parents have passed away before burial. The children are already fighting for money.
越有钱的家庭越会吵。
The richer you are, the more you'll fight over inheritance.
兄弟姐妹之间长大了就斗争。
And when the brothers and sisters grow up, they begin to have internal conflicts.
多不荣耀神。
And this is not glorifying God.
如果是外邦人这样做，我们了解他们没有神，没有信仰，心中没有爱。
And if this happens to the Gentiles, we could understand that because they don't have God and they don't have love.
但是如果是教会的人呢?
But what if this happens in church?
这样子为了钱吵架，对得起神吗?
If we're fighting over money, are we glorifying God?
对得起父母吗?
And are we respecting our parents?
这个是绝对不荣耀神的事。
This for sure is not something that glorifies God.
也让神很伤心。
This would cause God to be sad.
也让父母很伤心。
This also would cause our parents to be upset.
啊，所以我们兄弟姐妹之间。
And so between brothers and sisters.
不要计较这些。
And so let us not fight over these things.
父母的东西是父母的，不要虎视眈眈，整天在问。
And what's parents are parents, so let us not focus on that.
啊，不要整天问，好像就虎视眈眈。我得什么，你得什么，以后不要管那个，是父母的东西，不要管。
And that is not always asking because those things belong to our parents, so we shouldn't worry about it.
他可以什么都不给你啊，他全部捐给教会更好。
And they can give you.
如果他要的话，这是父母的东西啊。
They can give you nothing. They can offer everything to church because that's their choice.
顺便讲到这里。
Since I mentioned this.
啊，我们长辈。Baby boomer 这一代都快要退休了哈，已经退休很久了，有一些。
And for the baby boomer generation, many have retired.
那如果我们不想以后我们留给孩子的东西造成他们的争吵
，If you don't want your children to fight over the inheritance,
我鼓励长辈们，你要立遗嘱。
And I encouraged our elders to have your living will.
一定要立遗嘱。
You have to have a living will.
尤其是你东西多的话。
Especially if you have a lot of possessions.
你一定要立遗嘱。
You must have a will.
就算不多东西也可以写下来。
Even if you don't have a lot of possessions, you can still set up a living will.
你走了之后，走了之后，东西要怎么处理？
And after you die, how would you like to process your possessions?
要写清楚。
You have to write it down very clearly.
把你的旨意写出来。
You have to write down your will.
为什么？
Why?
写清楚后，大家不会为你这种东西来吵架。
And if you write it down clearly, then your children won't fight over this.
因为不是每一个人都那么属灵啊，都像亚伯拉罕这样。
Because not everybody is spiritual as Abraham.
你不安排好。
If you don't arrange this properly,
造成他们可以吵架、争产的机会。
And it will cause an opportunity for them to fight over the inheritance.
除非你只有一个孩子，就不用写了，可能。
Unless you only have one child, then you don't have to write a will.
有时候你超过一个。
But sometimes you have more than one child.
最好是把它写下来。
It is better to write down your will.
首先写下来，我的遗产十分之一奉献教会。
You first write down the tenth of my inheritance will go to church.
为什么
？Why？
那么十分之一属于神的。
Because a tenth of it belonged to God.
不要只把政府拿，不要只给政府拿走大部分遗产税而已啊。
And so, you don't want to just have the inheritance tax taken away.
你走的东西，我十分之一我给神的。
And because when you die, you want to give tenth of your possessions to God.
教会可以推展圣工，可以盖会堂，可以宣教。
Church can evangelize, build church, or have good RE program.
你遗产十分之一，神祝福你的后代，更胜过你奉献。
And if you give a tenth of your inheritance to church, God will bless your descendants even more.
再来写下来要怎么分？你想怎么分就怎么分。
And then you have to write down how you would like to divide up your possessions.
但是记号这是有公平的原则的，不要偏心呢。
And of course, you should not be biased. It needs to be fair.
那有时候也要按照儿女的切实的需要。
And you have to design it according to the need of your children.
如果儿女之间有这种爱在里面呢，也不会为父母的东西来争呢。
If there's love between the children, they will not fight over the possessions.
有一个老姐妹。
There's an elder sister.
她身体还健康的时候。
And while she was still relatively healthy.
都自己写下来了。
She wrote down her will.
我走之后，所有东西平均分。
And she said that after she died, all her possessions would be divided up evenly.
她有六个孩子。
And she has six children.
他写好这个字条，就放在抽屉。
After she finished writing this, she placed it in the drawer.
他也不知道他什么时候走啊。
She doesn't know when she will die.
这个过了好几年之后，他就有一天心脏病发，就突然间走了。
A few years later, she had a heart attack and she passed away.
一下就走了，孩子们也很惊讶。
And she passed away so suddenly, even her children were shocked.
那妈妈有没有什么交代呢？除了办好丧事之后，妈妈有什么交代？她的东西怎么处理呢？
And after the memorial service, they're wondering if their mom had any instructions to how to take care of her inheritance.
找到一张纸条。
Then they found the note.
我走了之后，所有东西平分。
They found a note that says, after I pass away, everything should be divided evenly.
他们就开家庭会议了，六个孩子。
So they call for the family meeting.
其中有几个人。就说话了。
There are a few of them that spoke up.
他说我们环境比较好。
And they said that we are more comfortable.
其实我们不需要妈妈这些东西。
And we don't need the inheritance from mom.
我们有一个姐姐生活最苦。
And we have an older sister that lives a hard life.
我们几个的部分不要给姐姐。
And that I don't need my portion of the inheritance. I'd rather give it to our older sister.
这是家庭的精神啊。
And that is the spirit of family.
不是尽量可以拿多一些给自己。
And it is not to try to get as much as you can for yourself.
而是尽量想到别人的需要。
And try to think about other people's needs.
当你常常想到别人的需要的时候。
When you often think about the need of others.
怎么会有冲突呢？
There would not be any conflicts.
相爱都来不及了，怎么会吵架呢？
And you will only want to love one another. There should be no conflicts.
我们教会弟兄姐妹也是一样的原则来相处。在地上的时候，我们就是天父的兄弟姐妹。
And while on earth,
天父的儿女。
While on earth, we also get along this way, because on earth we are God's children.
将来我们都一直要去天国见面的。
And one day we'll all meet one another in heaven.
所以过去有什么冲突，有什么就算了，不要再讲了，不要再想了。
And no matter what kind of conflicts or quarrels we may have in the past, let us put it aside and not think about it anymore.
尤其是金钱利益的东西，就让它过去吧。
Especially when it has to do with money and profits, let it pass.
我吃了亏，但是神会祝福我的。
Even though it seems that I'm cheated, but God will bless me.
那家庭破口另外一个可能发生了，就是因为父母的偏爱。
Another reason for a breach in the family could be that the parents are biased.
这个会影响家庭很严重。
And this can greatly affect a family.
我们看创世纪的25章。
Let's turn to Genesis 25.
27节。
25 verse 27.
创世纪二十五章二十七节。
Genesis 25 verse 27.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。二十八节。
28.
以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。这里记载一个家庭的转变。
And here it talks about a change in the family.
这对父母啊，这对夫妻就是以撒跟利百加。
And this couple is Jacob and Rebecca.
圣经记载他们其实很相爱的，一开始的时候关系很好的。
The Bible records in the beginning they loved each other very much. They had a really close relationship.
但是他们生了双胞胎之后
，But after they gave birth to twins,
有一个很特别的发展。
And there is a special development.
其中一个双胞胎呢，以扫呢就比较外向。
And one of the twin boys, Esau, was very outgoing.、
常常喜欢打猎。
He likes to be hunting.
爸爸呢，我们都很欣赏这个儿子。
And so Jacob, delight in the son.
你们男人都是事业型的，就是想要关注儿子去发展、去赚钱、出去冒险，这种爸爸会比较看重。
And because for a man, they enjoy watching their boys go out and make a good career and be outgoing.
每次打猎回来又有山珍海味。
And every time Esau hunts, he would bring back his products from the field.
这个就等于今天这个孩子啊，很会赚钱的意思了。
And it could be equating to in today's term, this child is very good at making money.
你都不用推他出去啊，他的自己很多门路啊，自己有一个找工作，又认识朋友，要投资什么，喂，一堆东西拿回来，还要孝敬给你。
And in other words, you don't have to push this child out. He has ways to find a job, to make network and connection, to make money. He even brings back his money to help you.
那这种孩子得到爸爸的心。
And so this kind of child is he was delight in this kind of child.
但是这个弟弟呢，雅各呢，就完全不同的性格。
But the younger brother Isaac, he was different.
内向，不太会讲话，不想讲话。
And he is.He's more shy, more quiet, and he doesn't speak much.
留在帐篷里。
He likes to remain in the tent.
以今天的话来说，这是很宅啊，宅男呢。
In today's term, he is a homebody.
整天对着电脑，不出门。
Every day he will look at a computer. He doesn't like to leave the house.
当时没电脑啊，整天就跟妈妈去玩煮饭。
Because there's no computer back then, so every day he plays cooking with his mom.
妈妈煮什么？要帮忙拿，要帮忙切，要怎么样？哎呀，这个是跟妈妈非常的亲啊。
And whatever his mom needs, he will help with cooking or cutting up the vegetables. He is very close to his mom.
好了，现在就是一人爱一个。
And one parent loves one child.
一人爱一个的结果就造成他们家庭的扭曲跟破口了。
If one person favors a child, that created the breaches in the family.
后来妈妈叫雅各，利百加叫雅各去骗爸爸。
And even Rebecca, mom, asked Isaac to lie to his father.
这是利百加叫雅各去骗
Isaac. Asked Jacob to lie to his father.
完全没有顾另外一个儿子的感受啊。
He completely ignored the other son's feelings.
虽然后来这个也是成就了神的旨意，不是神的计划，不是神叫他们这样做的。
Even though at the end they still fulfilled the will of God, but it was not God's intention to do this.
但是这个是不对的行为啊。
But this was wrong.
有时候你偏心也不要偏得太明显。
And sometimes even if you favor one child, don't make it so obvious.
我们人都有偏心的，你不要说没偏心，没偏心就说谎。
And we all have our favoritism. You will be lying if you say you don't favor anybody.
你超过一个孩子，有比较啊。
You can compare one child with another.
这个比较像你，哦，这个碰到你的心里面去。
And if one child looks more like you, that child has a spot in your heart.
这个个性跟你常常冲突的。
Or one person that always conflicts with you.
不听你话的。
Or that person is more disobedient.
常常外面跑都找不到人的。
Or likes to go outside more and you can never find your child.
你就没有那么喜欢他了。
Then you don't favor that child as much.
但是都是神给你的孩子。
But they are all children that's given to you by God.
不要拿他们做比较。
So don't compare with one another.
其实孩子最受伤的就是父母常常拿你跟你的兄弟姐妹比较。
What hurts our children more is when parents compare them with another sibling.
有句话，有比较就有伤害。
And there is a saying that if there is comparison, there is hurt.
对不对？哥哥数学那么好，弟弟你怎么不努力一点？
And you say, you can say the older brother is so good at math. How come you're not like your older brother?
我很努力了，我数学还是50分呢。
But the younger brother says, I tried, but I'm still only 50%.
我对数学没有兴趣，我对画画有兴趣。
I'm not interested in math. I'm interested in drawing.
妈妈就说，画画做什么？画画能吃饭吗？
The mom might say, what?
有工作吗？
Can you find a job? Can you make a living drawing?
你看教会里面哪一个人是画画的？
You look at church, who draws in church?
你看，都是工程师，都是医生，都是律师，都是牙医。
And you look, everybody is an engineer, doctor, dentist.
学哥哥，好好读书。
And so you should learn from your older brother, study more.
哇，比较。
And so you are comparing them.
被比较的人是很受伤。
The person that's being compared to, can get hurt.
因为一个可能是会数学，另外一个是会画画。
Because one may be good at math, the other is good at arts.
或是一个是很喜欢运动。
Or one likes to, one is good in athletics.
坐不住的。
One cannot sit still.
你老是比较。
You keep comparing them.
一直说哥哥好或者姐姐好。
You keep saying the older brother is better or older sister is better.
有时候刚好相反，那个弟弟，你跟弟弟那么好，妹妹那么好。
Sometimes it's the opposite. Parents might say, look at the younger brother, younger sister, how good they are.
有时候啊，偏心都不要偏出面，好不好？
And so sometimes even when you have favoritism, don't make it so obvious.
你告诉自己，我尽量不要偏心。
You should tell yourself, I will do my best not to have favoritism.
神造每一个人不一样。
Because God created each one of us differently.
不要用人意，不要用人的意思去高抬某一个孩子，或者是一直打压某一个孩子。
And don't use your personal will to elevate one child or to try to strike down another child.
有时候我们不知不觉就会做这种的情形。
But yet, sometimes unknowingly, this is exactly what we're doing.
会造成家庭的问题。
And that will create problems in the family.
有时候一个爱一个，一个爱另外爱另外一个。
And sometimes one parent loves one and a parent loves the other one.
其实到后来啊，这对夫妻啊，就是以撒跟利百加感情就变不好了。
And at the end, Isaac and Rebecca, their love, they grew apart.
为什么？
Why?
骗来骗去嘛。
Because they all have their favorites.
这个利百加要骗她老公啊，骗以撒。
Oh, because they lied to each other. Because Rebecca lied to Isaac.
自己有自己的偏爱的。
Because she had her favorite.
甚至自己把自己的情感可能转移到他们的身上。
And she even moved her emotion, focus to the child.
好了，那两兄弟了，也是敌对的这种状态。
And so now the two brothers are at conflict with each other.
有这种 competition, 有这种竞争性在里面。
And so their relationship has competition.
我们不要让我们的孩子们之间存在竞争性。
And we should not allow competition to come into our children's life.
不要用竞争来给他们兄弟姐妹之间的竞争作为一种动力。
And don't use competition as a motivation for them.
家庭的动力应该是爱。
The motivation for the church should be based from love.
应该是鼓励。
It should come with encouragement.
尤其是如果孩子之间的发展那个特长特征不一样的话。
And if they're developing in their different ways.
神造他的 ,OK, 那按照他的方向去培养去鼓励这样就好了。
Since God created them, so just encourage them and develop them in a way that they were designed.
但是父母的偏爱父母的特别的给一个炫耀或者给一个忽略都会造成他们之间的破口。
And but the parents, bragging or their bias, their favoritism can create breaches in the family.
另外一个例子就是在37章。
And another example is in Genesis chapter 37.
37章。
Genesis 37.
37章的第三节。
Verse
3. 37章的第三节。
37 verse 3.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣，又是家庭问题的重复版。
And there's another example of family problem.
雅各是被他妈妈宠爱的。
And Jacob was spoiled by his mother.
他长大有孩子的，也来这一套，也是找这个最合我心的，我就所有的爱都给你。
So when he's grown up and have his own children, this is exactly what he imitated.
我们刚刚讲过了，在不健全的家庭当中。很大程度你会重复你上一代的错误。
We mentioned earlier that in an imperfect family, sometimes the mistakes are being repeated.
我们被原生家庭影响的太重要，太大了。
And because our original family has such a great impact in our lives.
那雅各觉得这个很正常啊。
Jacob thinks this is normal.
我12个孩子，这个最乖，我就所有的爱都给他。
He thinks that among the 12 children, Joseph is the well-behaved one, so he gave him all his love.
当然，约瑟有他本身的条件，他真的是一个很好的孩子。
Of course, Joseph was truly a good child himself.
你不爱他也不行。
It would be hard not to love him.
但是爱得太偏爱得太明显，等于害了他。
But his favoritism made it so obvious, and that eventually hurt him.
给他一件彩衣。
He gave him a tunic of many colors.
你说你12个孩子，一人一件，他那件大一点。
You can give one tunic of colors to each child, each of your 12, and just make his a little bigger.
或者是给那个彩衣加彩帽。
Or you can give him a colorful hat on top of a colorful tunic.
再彩鞋。
Or a colorful shoes to go with it.
那没那么明显嘛，至少大家都有分到一些嘛。
And that will make it less obvious because everybody has some kind of colorful tunic.
其他人都没有。
But nobody else had any.
哇，彩衣。
And he's the only one that has a color tunic.
走出来走路都有风的。你看，你看，哥哥，你看我这件。
And he's walking out like he's walking on the wind. He's showing off to his brother.
哥哥，怎么你都没有？我有。
And he's saying, "How come brothers, you don't have it? Only me has it."
这个就会造成哥哥恨他。
And this is why his brothers hated him.
第四节啊，37章第四节。
Verse 4.
约瑟跟哥哥。 约瑟的们的哥哥们见爸爸爱约瑟过于他们，就恨约瑟。
But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him.
你宠爱其中一个，其他就会恨他。
If you love one more than others, the other ones will hate him.
因为他们心里不平衡。
Because they feel unfair in their hearts.
结果呢，害约瑟被卖到埃及，差点害他死没命啊。
That caused Joseph to be sold to Egypt. He almost lost his life for this.
他们其实本来是要杀他的，不是要卖去埃及，是把他这样杀掉的。
Their original plan was to kill him, not to sell him.
你不是造成你孩子之间的问题吗？
So aren't you creating the problem among your children?
所以你看有一些孩子长大不联络的，或者是仇人一样，都是父母害的，有时候是父母害的。
There are some siblings when they grow up, they are enemies or they don't contact each other, and this is because of the parents.
这是偏心的太明显。
Because parents favor and made it so obvious.
要特别注意哦。
So we have to be careful.
如果你连老生孩子的话，你要特别注意。
Especially if you have a child in your older age, you have to be especially careful.
约瑟是他连老生的。
And here it says that Joseph was a child that he gained at an older age.
通常第一个被生出来的都被打得半死的。
And usually,
管教啊，严啊。
And usually the first child, you're especially strict and disciplined.
因为那个时候父母啊，年轻力壮。
Because for parents, you're young and strong at that time.
脾气火爆。
And your temper is hot.
动不动就打下去了。
And it doesn't take a whole lot for you to spank your child.
当然，美国这边可能不行这样。以前我们都是被这样打，所以我是老大，我是被打最多的。
And of course, it's not allowed in the U.S., but this is how I was when I was growing up because I was the oldest son.
那小的你很老了，就是和老的时候生了，过了40才生的，这个不舍得骂，不舍得打。
And a child that you gave birth to in your older age, perhaps past 40 years old, you love him so much that you don't want to spank him or yell at him.
其实这样子不好哦，你宠坏他。
But this is not good either because you're spoiling the child.
大的那个以前常骂，现在小的做不对的事也不讲。
You yell at the older one all the time, but you let things slide with your youngest one. This is not fair.
不要说打的，现在的孩子啊，骂都不敢了，骂都不想。
Not to mention spanking him, you don't even want to raise your voice at a younger one.
宠啊，给他彩衣啊。
And you spoil the younger child. You gave him a colorful tunic.
不可以这样子。This
should not be.
所以如果你连老得子，连老得女，或者是那个老幺，小心那个老幺，有时候他会被宠坏。
And if you have a child at your older age, or be careful with your youngest child. Usually they're spoiled.
有时候真的是他们的个性，因为你宠他，变得是特别难搞了。
And because you spoil them, sometimes the personality is harder to handle.
是，对最小那一个你要最严格。
So you should be more strict to your youngest child.
不然大的那些心里不平衡。
Otherwise, the older ones will feel unfair.
你对中间那个要特别关心。
And you have to pay especially more attention to the middle child.
最好不要单数。 And 如果你真的不小心拿到单数的话。
It's better not to have odd numbers. If you accidentally have odd number child,
中间那个通常都被你忽略。
The middle child,
晚上回去问问中间那一个有没有忽略你。
The middle child usually is being neglected. If you don't believe me, go home and ask your middle child.
我还没有忘记你的彩衣。
And did I forget about your colorful tunic?
有啊，你这位赞哥哥。
And
赞姐姐。
And he would say that yes, because you only compliment the older brothers and sisters.
我这弟弟做坏事，你都不理他。
And
常常骂我。
When the younger brother and sister make a mistake, you don't yell at them. You only yell at me.
所以我们要小心哦。那彩衣要发的话，大家都要拿到。
So we have to be careful. You want, if you want to pass out a colorful tunic, you have to make sure you pass out to each child.
所以父母的这种偏爱、谈爱这种偏袒，会造成家里的破口。
And so favoritism from the parents can cause breaches in your family.
所以很爱一个，因为他个性跟你合得来。
You may show more love to one child because the personality fits yours better.
另外一个很反叛，你就排挤他，或者你就很讨厌他。
Or the other child is more rebellious, so then you ignore that child.
这样也不好。
This is not good either.
其实反叛的，其实更需要你的爱。
But the rebellious one needs your love even more.
这个是心理啊。
And this is psychology.
他希望得到你关心呢。
Because in his heart, he wants you to pay attention to him.
只要他得到足够的爱，他就不再反叛了。
As long as he can receive enough love from you, he will not be rebellious anymore.
啊，所以趁着孩子还小。
So while your child is still young.
做父母的，你要用你的爱去维持住儿女之间的这种关系。
You have to use your love to sustain the sibling relationship.
用一样的爱去带每一个。
And you use the same amount of love to treat each child.
尤其是特别爱中间那一个。
Especially love the most to the give the most love to the middle child.
因为当你觉得多给他的时候，其实分起来还是等于平均而已。
Even when you think you're giving more love to the middle child, it's actually still even out.
啊，因为中间那个本来就被忽略了。
Because the middle child usually gets neglected.
所以要回到圣经。
You have to return back to the Bible.
用爱来带我们的孩子。
We treat our children with love.
所以当我们在一直在修补我们的家庭的破口的时候，
When we are continuing to repair the breaches in our family,
神就会在我们中间，
God will be amongst us,
一步一步来带领着我们，
God will lead us every step of the way.
我们来唱诗，
Let us sing a hymn.